One.
Mine was the best. As I clapped, Cosmic Ostrich just subscribed with Twitch Prime on our Twitch channel at twitch.tv/theofficialchannel.
So, yes. for the sake of levity and to not completely destroy our talk discussions, we've turned off audio on the donations and subs, but if you look in the corner...
But we'll turn them back on if we get enough donations.
Well, no, yeah, we won't!
God forbid we interrupt this flow of talk we have going here where the first sentence was about the Twitch chat.
But you if you want to contribute, your name will still show up on screen if that makes you feel any better.
Thank you, Holy Hellbound.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, will it show up in the episode?
No, we're going to have the same visuals for the episode. The audio will show up in the episode, but not the visuals.
This whole episode can just be us discussing how we would make the video once we're done.
Yeah, the logistics of how this even works of having a live podcast.
Yeah, how we'd make the episode.
Watch out, Joe Rogan.
God, I just realized now we can, like, read what the fuck their suggestions are and how they feel about jokes. This is weird. I don't like this. I hate this.
It's almost like a live stream.
They're gonna be worst.
So when do we intro this?
Welcome to this week's official live stream podcast episode. If you're watching this now, like, when it comes out, then you should have come and joined us over at Twitch to watch this live. We're going to do it each week now, every week, at the same time.
Oh, fuck off.
Live stream episode. Oh, sorry.
Suck my dick.
We're not going to do that. We're going to go back to pre-recorded. We're already not enjoying this.
I am.
We'll see you next week.
Well, hey, all right. So, I mean, guys, it was either we did this or we did Divinity. So, which one do you prefer?
The decision was easy for me.
If Charlie was tying the knot...
Wait, I had a choice?
When we mentioned Divinity. Yeah, I want to do Divinity.
Well, speaking of baloney...
Divinity. So, we're doing this now. How is everybody? How has their week been?
Uneventful for me. I have a toothache.
I heard you went to the dentist. What happened?
Oh, you did go to the dentist.
I did go to the dentist. I've had a very red mark on my gums, so I went to the dentist, who also happens to be my cousin. Shout out to Pat. And he looked at it, and he gave me a little regimen to follow, but now it's making the tooth on the opposite side of my mouth hurt.
Regimen to follow? Are you working out your gums? What are you doing?
Yeah. Three
Charlie,
sets of five teeth curl-ups.
Do some sit-ups. Do some push-ups. Eventually, you won't even notice your tooth hurts, because you'll be getting swole.
So what seems to be the problem? I thought you had your wisdom teeth out.
No, I have 3 out of 4 of my wisdom teeth. One of them was giving me a run for my money there, just roughing me up, so I had that bad boy extracted at the rendezvous.
You did
how
the same thing I did.
How was that extracted? Was it painful?
No, it was fine. The wisdom tooth extraction was fine.
I've heard wisdom teeth are super painful to
Don't
extract.
You feel off balance having just 1 out of 4 out? Can you still walk straight? Did
yeah,
you have to readjust?
Yeah. I had
Why
to. I had to adjust.
The others removed. They're useless, aren't they?
I mean, but it's also a lot of money, and it's quite a bit of a recovery period after getting them removed. It's not worth it.
So it did hurt. You just said it didn't hurt.
Well, no, it wasn't bad. Like it wasn't. It wasn't that bad. They just gave me like some local anesthetic, and then just kind of yanked it out. But it takes a long time before you can eat like solid foods and ass again.
Have you guys never had your tonsils? Have you never had your wisdom teeth pulled out?
No, not yet. I would just, if I had them all, I'd just get them all removed immediately.
Now, Charlie, you went local, you didn't get put under?
No, I always do local. I really don't like getting put under.
Why not?
Why not?
How often has it happened that you developed a distaste for it?
Well, when I was a kid, I had quite a bit of surgery for my ears and shit, and I'd always have such a negative reaction to the general anesthesia, so I'd always
Were
wake
you
up
like
extremely
the
sick.
Boy in the bubble? Yeah, what surgeries?
No, I told
you
that. No, no, I'm not like Logan or anything. I wasn't bred to be like a giant virgin in a lab or anything, but when I was a kid...
So you say, but...
When I
was
a kid...
He was bred to be a Chad, the perfect Chad.
My elementary school had like those state-sponsored like hearing tests and stuff, and I'd fail. It was just an abominable failure, so I went to the doctors and they gave me like little tubes to put in there. And I told this story on a podcast once because when I got the tubes taken out via surgery, they also circumcised me.
What?
Accidentally.
Oops, my knife slipped.
I've definitely told that before.
Are you sure this wasn't just a ruse by your mom or something? Like, yeah, tell him his ears are fucked up and cut that foreskin off, for God's sake.
No, I know for a...
Sicella,
wait, how old were you?
I like 19, 20, somewhere in that ballpark.
You got circumcised at 20?
I'm fucking kidding, Andrew. No, I was a kid. The whole story was prefaced
No, you told me this in confidence. You and me, we had just gotten done getting Subway... And we were sitting in the car on the edge of the cliff, like in those teen movies, and you said, Andrew, you remember what I got circumcised? And I said, no. And you were like, I told you this. It's all coming back to me, Charlie. Don't fucking lie to these people.
What was your question, Jackson?
Are you circumcised? I want to know if we're twins.
Yeah, no.
He just said he is. What do you think that meant?
Well, I don't know if it's a joke.
No, it wasn't a joke. I've told this story before because I know distinctly because I told the story where I was playing basketball. Actually, it might have just been you, Kaya. Where I was playing basketball when I was a kid. Right. And I still had my foreskin, so I started pushing the head of my penis inside, but then it wouldn't come out.
I don't remember this. When we were I don't see the relation to basketball. I don't see.
Okay,
I didn't know that foreskin.
Ever since
somehow
he got circumcised, he can never dunk the same way.
I'll just tell the story again. Then.
It impeded your dunks. Yeah.
Well, Kaya.
Oh,
when we,
fuck.
What?
Thanks a lot, Kaya. We got the initiating moisture noise. You fucked up.
That's fine. Moisture's been initiated.
Everyone tip to hear that noise.
Oh, God.
Right. Okay. Yeah, Kai, I remember now. It was when we were playing, when we were talking about our masturbatory stories. You had just told the one where you, like, passed out in the shower or something masturbating.
Uh-huh.
I told the story where, when I was a kid, I played basketball, and I was still uncircumcised at the time, and, when you're uncircumcised and a kid, you can kind of push the tip of your penis, like, well down your shaft. So I used to do that a lot. And I was doing that on the bench, and when I got on the court, it wouldn't come out, so I just started fiddling with my balls the entire fucking time I was on that court.
How old are you at this time? Yeah. Who fondles with his dickhead playing basketball?
Like, I was like 7 or 8 years old. I mean, it's not like I was a star player, like one-handed with the ball, playing with my balls in the other hand.
I thought it was like high school.
When did you actually get circumcised?
When I got the tubes taken out of my ears, I was like 8 years old.
Okay, 8. I was losing track of ages here.
8 is still pretty old.
Yeah, 8's... But I'm surprised it wasn't at birth if they decided to go for it.
I'm surprised it wasn't right after that basketball game. I deeply disturbed the parents there, I imagine.
Somebody circumcise that boy, quick!
He's pushing his penis head inside and out.
He's turtle shelling. Get him!
Are you circumcised, Andrew? I would imagine you are.
Yeah, I was from birth.
You're so interested, Jackson.
Are you?
Of course I am. Don't worry about it.
Well, no, actually, I'm curious. I thought they didn't do that in Turkey.
Are you stupid? It's a Muslim Jewish tradition.
Okay, maybe I am super stupid.
Yeah, no, don't worry. Everyone here is super circumcised.
Yeah,
you get mega made fun of if you aren't.
So no one here is rocking a turtle's neck, then?
Not anymore.
Nah.
Charlie sounds sad about it.
I don't. Well, it was kind of fun.
You used to hide the basketball in there.
Charlie lost one of his favorite hobbies that day.
Knitting with foreskin.
Gee, be on the playground. Does anyone want to play Yu-Gi-Oh! Or with my foreskin?
What are the downsides to having a circumcised penis?
Oh, God, don't open that can of worms. Yeah, there's a never-ending debate on the internet about whether or not being cut or uncut is better.
Oh, God.
Well, which is it? Which feels better?
Oh, Jesus, Jackson.
Jesus' feelings? I don't want to...
I didn't really... Jackson, I didn't get a whole lot of use out of my uncircumcised member.
If we're diving down the rabbit hole of the thousands of hours of research I've done, most of it says it does not make a difference. There's a small vocal minority that are like, oh, I can't fucking come now that I'm cut. But the vast majority of research and people say that there's really no difference.
Now that I'm cut. Sounds like a cult. That's great.
Well, it is sort of a cult thing.
Well, it is, actually. It was a religious bullshit thing started by Kellogg's in America.
I'm just trying to understand why...
I'm not kidding. That really? Is not a joke.
I'm pretty sure it existed in religion before Kellogg's.
No, but circumcision only made a big comeback in the 50s after Kellogg preached it as a way to stop masturbation. I am dead fucking serious.
True,
look that up. Yeah. Masturbation in America is one of the weirdest goddamn things in the world.
I thought you meant they invented it, which is...
Oh, no. No, 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 not at all. No. But yeah, no, Kellogg in the 50s was like, everyone's jacking off too much. How can I stop this? Everyone cut your dick and eat cornflakes. I love
visionary.
He's an amazingly interesting specimen. If anyone wants to do a good history book report for like their 8th grade English class, please. Kellogg. I don't know if his name's Robert. I think it is. He's an amazing individual.
I'm jacking off to cornflakes though. It's a real issue.
Every time I masturbate though, I get angry. I just do it to spite Kellogg. Like, you didn't stop me.
I do it for the original reason to uphold my covenant with God so he doesn't flood the earth again. That's where circumcision comes from.
so everyone.
I just don't understand why my parents did it to me.
They didn't let the earth flood. What is their problem?
They're not religious.
Is your dad circumcised?
I don't think you'd like it very much, Jackson.
No, I'm serious. Know. Is he? That's probably why they did it then.
I don't know. I'll ask. I'll get back to you next week.
Well, Jackson, this is your chance to break the cycle.
Yeah.
I can't uncircumcise my penis.
No.
Fuck that. My kid's getting circumcised. I want to be like me.
You must suffer like I have.
You could get like a reverse circumcision and get a skin graft from like your butt cheeks to your penis.
The only thing I've seen.
Maybe my mom's circumcised.
The only thing I've seen, even relative like that, is there are whole guides on how to like pull your penis enough to get your foreskin back. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, it apparently works since. It makes sense. Skin is flexible or stretchy.
Yeah.
It's probably not worth the effort, though.
Well, I'm wondering how far people go. Definitely like, do they hide things in there?
Like, I guess it depends how deep it is.
Yeah, come on. From the recommended videos on Pornhub that I always see, yeah, they hide fruit and everything in
there. Why do they recommend that to you?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, I don't know.
Kai has been researching how to grow his foreskin back.
No, just how to hide fruit in there, like a hamster's cheek.
That'd be the greatest heist through an airport security.
That's a great image.
Yeah. The only one that I've seen...
hamster's penis.
The only one that I've seen is the guy who hides his turtle in there. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that.
No.
There's a guy who
hides
his
turtle in his penis.
He had like a blog or something, and he just put a couple photos on there, and he's like, this is my pet turtle, and he loves my foreskin because it's warm, and the next photo is him putting the whole fucking turtle inside his foreskin.
Nice excuse, it's warm. It's slimy,
and like,
slippery.
Like, the little turtle pokes its head out the front, it looks like the head of his penis is a turtle's head. It's really cute.
Poor thing.
Cute, yeah, that's the word.
He was just doing it for the sake of the turtle. It was warm in there for him.
Mm-hmm.
It probably would be, if I mean body heat. If you could make a house out of foreskin, would it be warm?
Probably. Oh.
No, well, maybe too warm. I mean, the reason our balls are on the outside is because inside the body they would be too warm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there seems to be some dispute between your balls and your body heat.
Well, I mean, one thing people forget is normal body temperature is 98.6 degrees, and that's fucking hot.
It is hot.
Yeah.
Almost as hot as the sun.
That's why when you poop, like not in a toilet, like you do it outside and it's cold, it's all steamy.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? That's why it steams, because it's super fucking hot.
How did you know that? Yeah, not know that. It's warm poo in the cold and on ice. Yeah,
I guess it's just been too long since I've seen someone drop a nice steaming loaf in the snow.
Okay, no, that's not what I mean. Like, everything that is warmer than the snow will steam outside.
I guess I just wasn't connecting mental dots of hot poop and cold snow.
That's the name of my next album, Hot Poop and Cold Snow.
That sounds like Pink Floyd.
Yeah, Kaya, it does sound like Pink Floyd. After Dark Side of the Moon and Wish You Were Here comes Hot Poop and Cold Snow.
The next natural album.
Oh, they are hot poop.
Can we start saying warm poop instead of hot poop? You're weirding me out.
Oh, so warm poop is more palpable than hot poop.
Yeah, I think so. At least to me.
Well, yeah, sure, man.
Right, yeah, we'll switch it up for you. We wouldn't want you getting uncomfortable here.
Yeah, really, in this PG-13 podcast.
Back to the PG.
Yeah. So, if we're moving on to topics, I think it's time for everyone's favorite segment, the one that everyone comes from miles around. It's Andrew's video game vaccinations.
Oh.
And this week's episode, let's all talk about Cuphead and why it's the greatest game ever made.
You did it wrong, Andrew. You're meant to go, does anyone want to talk about video games? You know, and then you just interject
your
opinion.
Does anyone want to talk about games? No? Well, I have something.
A classic segue.
So all four of us are playing Cuphead, yeah?
I beat it. Yeah. I don't mean to flex really hard, but yeah, I beat it.
Oh. Did you get straight A's though, Charlie?
No, I didn't get straight A's. My report card was lackluster. Still honor roll, but it wasn't straight A's.
I'm going to go for all A's. A pluses. I'm going to go back through it.
I started doing that a little bit. I think I might do that after I beat it. I'm kind of balancing doing well and actually beating the game, but I started it 2 hours ago, so I didn't get that far.
Are you on World 2 yet?
No, but I've beaten every boss but one in the first world.
Okay. Have you beat the flower one? The flower one's fuck.
I have not. I have not.
I like that one.
I like them all, but the flower one was fucked.
I like the airplane chick.
There was only one boss that I thought was really just kind of unfair, and one that pretty much everyone gets stuck on is the Beppo the Clown, which is the roller coaster clown in World 2.
That's everything else is just about.
There's an element of randomness involved where you can get fucked for through no fault of your own. I hated that guy. I'm pretty sure he doubled my death count. Asshole. And after that, I kind of had enough of the game, so now I'm taking like a day's break from it.
Well, how about you, Andrew? What do you think of Beppo the Clown?
I have not gotten that far yet. I'm sorry. I have no opinion.
Are you excited to meet Beppo?
Well, his name is Beppo. Of course I'm excited.
I thought his name was Benny the Clown.
No, it's Beppo. Beppo. Beppo.
His name is It.
Are you guys familiar with that old human behavior experiment with the clown, Beppo?
Yep, I am. Yep, and that's where the Rugrats clown got its name.
That's right, yeah.
Yep, I'm familiar with it.
You were ready for the pop quiz.
Tell the folks at home.
Yeah. And me.
So I can't remember who did this experiment, but there was this inflatable clown, and he took two groups of children. One of them, he just let them in there with the clown to just kind of do whatever and see how they react. Then the other group, he beat up the clown and then left, and then all the children in the room started beating up the clown. The purpose was to yep. show that aggression is a learned behavior or something to that extent.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. It was groundbreaking. Well, I mean, you wouldn't have known that until then.
It was like in the 30s. This was when psychology was finally actually becoming something people did.
Oh, this was when before human psychology existed.
Well, I mean, a little bit, in a way, yes.
Socrates did this. He also invented the clown that day.
You mean the cloin?
He put makeup on his face and was like, if I put this on, people beat the shit out of me.
The loincloth.
No, wait, weren't clowns called cloins?
No, that
movie lied to me.
Maybe in Australia.
Yeah, that was a lie, Jackson. They were never cloins.
Cloins. Oh, I believe that horror movie. Well, I watched a horror movie the other night called Clown, and they tried to explain the origins of clowns by as them being cloins.
You see, that was a movie, Jackson. Not a documentary.
I thought it was a documentary.
That's such a shit movie.
God damn. It was terrible. Yeah. It was awful.
It was
but
really
I really like that bit. I like the cloin bit. Fuck you. I think they're still cloins. I'm looking this up.
Cloins.
I don't think they were ever.
Why would they lie about that?
Clown loins. Cloins.
I mean, cloin. God forbid they try to tell a horror story by making up something.
Cloin.
What about you, Jackson? Andrew, where do you stand on the cloin versus clown debate?
I think that they're called clowns, and until someone shows me proof that that's not what they're called, I'm going to call everyone an idiot who thinks they're called cloins.
I mean, they're not called clones anymore. The origin in the movie Jackson's citing for his MLA paper here is the horror movie gives a backstory of clowns being like these demons that would lure and eat children.
Yeah. Well, it was just one demon that used the suit to, I don't know, take over the next body and turn them into a cloin.
Yeah.
You mean a clown?
Well, at that point in time, yes, they would be called clowns. But back in the good old days, they were clowns.
There's different eras in the history of clowns. There's the cloin period, then the clown period.
Oh, yes.
Soon we'll be in the Chloe period.
The cloin wars.
Star Wars cloin wars. A bunch of Star Wars fucking battle troopers honking and throwing pies. I'd watch that.
God damn it, why did that movie get me?
What, Star Wars?
Star Wars got me too, though. The coin thing. Why did that get me?
Get you how? Like, on an emotional level?
I don't know.
Level?
They said it with such confidence, I guess.
The acting was so good, I was convinced.
They had pictures and everything.
Jackson, it's okay.
Book.
It's okay. When I first saw Mad Max, Charlize Theron was so convincing, I thought this was a documentary. Charlize Theron, I stuttered.
Oh.
Yeah,
well, you made her into, like, Sylvester Stallone's wife for a moment.
Hey, Jay!
You're such a cloin, Andrew.
It's such a disgusting insult.
It is. It sounds dirty. Cloin.
It doesn't sound good. Dirty and degrading, but not in a good way.
Yeah.
Cloin.
Like,
sounds like you have a circumcised penis.
I do.
Look at those filthy cloins over there. I don't like it.
Sounds like something you'd hear in Bioshock.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Charlie, give us a mobster's ragtime insulting cloins. Do it.
You filthy cloyne.
Nice. Perfect delivery. Now, I believe it.
Now,
full
now do it like you didn't just wake up.
Shitty cloyne.
Why'd you giggle at the end of that?
I'm sorry, it was so mean. We're trying to be a G-rated Christian podcast. It was mean. To any cloynes out there, I didn't mean to offend.
Yeah, if there are any cloynes watching, you're welcome to come on the podcast and defend your speech.
This should be a new movement. Let's change the word clown. Shit,
no.
No, I like the word clown. Clowns are good
clowns in our cloynes. Cloynes.
The movement should be insulting you because that's a dumb name.
It's a really cloynes. Bad name.
It's not what? It's got a Y in it. That's so cool.
It's a stupid name. It's like if Smurfs had a currency, like cloynes.
They do. It's called Smurfs.
Is it? Wait, Pennywise that would just be cloyne. Slavery then.
Cloynes.
I love it.
Cloynes.
That movie did a lot of things wrong, but cloyne wasn't one of them.
What did you think was wrong with the movie, Jackson?
What movie was it anyway?
I mean, it was funny. It was funny to watch. What? I actually enjoyed
What's
watching it.
What's the movie?
It.
Clown.
No, cloyne. Jesus.
What, it's actually called cloyne?
Yeah. Well, it's called
no, it's
clown.
Called clown. But it's cloyne. You pronounce it cloyne.
How
everyone in the fan circle.
How do you spell the fucking poster?
Yeah.
Well, clown. It's got a W in there. But once you watch the movie, you'll start referring to it as cloyne as well. Basically, it's a movie about this like stay-at-home dad. Well, not really stay-at-home. He's married, but he's pathetic. And so he goes to this warehouse, basically, or a house anyway, an abandoned house, puts on an old antique style clown suit, and then it takes over his body, basically like Mask, you know, that movie with
Jim Carrey.
What's his name? Yeah, Jim Carrey. Like that movie where it takes over his body and then he turns into this evil clown and starts eating kids, basically.
This looks...
He becomes the cloyne.
So it's one movie that tried to cash in on It. Like, did it come out when It was popular?
Oh, no. This was 4 years ago, yeah. At least,
wow.
I'd say.
No, I think it was like a 2016 movie.
Oh, no, it's 2014.
Oh,
it? Drama Fantasy.
Well, that's 3 years.
Yeah. It has 48% of Rotten Tomatoes. It's like a
It wasn't
mask.
Scary or anything. It was...
The thumbnail of the trailer on Rotten Tomatoes is of a woman with medical tonsils removing a clown nose from a man.
Ugh.
Like, she's a nurse and she's removing a clown nose.
He couldn't get it off, and then he, like, tears off his entire nose.
He grafted it to his skin.
I love how deceptively simple the synopsis of the movie is. A loving father finds a clown suit for his son's birthday party, only to realize it's cursed.
Well, no, he didn't realize it was cursed.
That's what it says, Jackson. That's the entire synopsis.
It's also the entire movie. Yeah.
It stars Andy Powers as Kent, in case anyone's trying to keep up.
Charlie, you remember the when he's in that motel and the little boy keeps knocking his door like 6 times? He was desperate to be eaten.
I know. Was asking to be eaten.
I know.
A lot of kids get killed in that movie.
Oh, perfect.
At least 5.
We'll make it my manifesto.
Yeah, you guys should watch Clown. Good movie. Cloyne, I mean. Cloyne.
Classic.
Who else has watched a movie lately?
I'm sure
I watched Circle.
Ooh!
Circle's great.
Oh, this again.
Ooh!
Why did you dislike it, Kaya?
We already talked about that.
Yeah, we touched on it.
I forgot. Why do you dislike it? Just briefly.
I didn't hate it, I don't know, it just wasn't that good. Just 20 people standing in a room and then they all die one by one.
To give Kaya credit, I do not think it's a movie for everybody. I think you either have to be hooked by the premise and go with it, or it's not going to work for you at
it's
all.
It's like Rick and Morty.
Only Rick and Morty fans.
Circle is just like Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
And Rick and Morty is just the God-sent humor by Jesus himself. According to Reddit.
Fuck.
Yeah, I thought it was a great movie. I really enjoyed it.
I thought it was good.
I loved it. I love Circle. It's one of my favorite... I don't know. Do you call them indie movies?
Low budget.
Yeah, low budget.
Yeah, low budget.
Low budget, single set movie. One of my favorites.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You can call them indie. I don't like that, like, pedantic... Oh, it's not technically indie because they were signed to Warner Brothers. And they're like, a budget of $10. It's indie.
I'm just trying to avoid the whole staple of, like, it's one of the best fucking movies ever made. It's like, no, for a movie, obviously, with a low budget and made by just a handful of people, I think it's very good.
Yeah.
I mean, for that it is, yeah. I mean, for what it is, I'm not going to rag on it for being an indie. Like, for being indie, it's really good.
Also, shout-outs to them. They lurk the IMDb for their movie, and I scoped the forums out a little bit. They answer pretty much every single question that people ask on the forums.
Really?
Have any of the questions been, would you like to come on the official podcast, and did they answer it?
Oh, I was about to mention that. OJ is out on parole now. OJ Simpson, if you're listening to this, feel free to come on the podcast and deny everything.
It's all they listen to in prison.
It's what got him through those hard years.
He used to smuggle in mixtapes of the official podcast.
I would love to see him on Twitter. Just be like, the official podcast got me through these hard times.
God, can you imagine?
I don't know how to react.
The whoopee boss. Are you kidding me?
I'd be like, all right, Juice. Good for you.
All right, Juice.
Yes, I would rally up all the Jews to stop OJ Simpson.
Well, not from coming on the podcast, I hope.
what an interesting man. What a man who can just do whatever he wants and somehow not get properly punished.
It's fucking amazing. Well, how long did he serve?
9 years.
Well, not enough.
Oh, that's nothing.
This is the man who busts into a hotel with a gun screaming to get the merchandise back that he's not even like belong to him anymore and just walks. Come on.
I like the interview, or I don't know if it was an interview, but somebody went to his room, knocked on his door, and he pretended to murder them as if it was just like a good, hearty joke. I don't know if you guys have seen that clip.
Parole officers taking selfies with him and all that.
I mean, the best thing about OJ is the motherfucker, as soon as his trial's done, he writes a book called If I Did It. Excruciating detail he would have committed the murder.
Didn't the family of the murdered the victim take ownership of the book, basically, and then change the cover to make it say, I did it? I think they...
That's incredible.
It's so petty.
That's the most epic prank of all time.
That's a
like they claimed
YouTube
ownership
prank.
Through copyright or some shit. No, I think it was just through like the legal fact that he...
And then they changed the title to It.
I don't know, actually. And had kids fucking everywhere in it.
Come on, Georgie. There's Heisman trophies down here.
I like... Before we move on, I just like to point out Andrew's joke was great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Charlie. We can move on.
Now we can progress.
Well, progress on to what?
I forgot what... I don't know.
This is going nowhere. Let's cancel the episode.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's start over.
Sorry, guys. We've let you all down.
Yeah, we'll just stream PUBG instead. PUBG, whatever.
Oh, God, no. Can we never play that game again? Have you seen that they've been...
Did you hear that? Okay, you go. I've got something.
No, Jackson, you go.
No, you... Charlie, you go.
Yeah, all right, I'll go. So, yeah, they're getting absolutely...
I want to go.
Okay, go.
They're putting ads. They're putting Chinese ads on the game now.
Are you serious?
Ads?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Because the company is owned by Tencent, which is like one of the largest Chinese...
Tencent? They are?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
And they've started putting like actual ads within the game
now,
on the menu.
Jackson, can I do a follow-up to that on my news?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they've been getting heartily dumped on by the Chinese community on Steam to where they've gotten more negative reviews now than I think... like any reviews in the entirety of the game.
Oh, that might be why.
That's part of it. Another reason because they're putting ads in the game for the Chinese servers. Another reason they're getting shit on is there's no Chinese server. So most Chinese players have a ping of like at best 200 whenever they get into a game. So their solution in China, a big thing is they sign up with a I forgot what they're called, but they're basically a VPN, which is basically a better connection and all that shit, whatever. So PUBG's answer to all this to help this problem was to partner with the largest VPN in China and call them the official VPN of PUBG, rather than give them their own server.
So to give, I had no idea to give people an idea. Right now on Steam, they put on these review graphs and. Until the end of September, they had 2,500 negative reviews. Right now, it's 22,000.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
yeah, they got
it's
blasted.
10 times the amount of negative reviews.
My absolute
Jesus,
favorite.
Jesus, I guess you should not fuck with like 2 billion Chinese players.
My absolute favorite is the ones where they can't speak English, but they're trying to get heard, so they put it in English. It's like, fuck you, PUBG. You're not good, PUBG. I used to love PUBG. Now fuck PUBG.
Oh, that's my problem with the Firewatch guy too. Like the negative reviews. Like I feel like if you just worded this better, I'd be on your side. But you sound like such a broken English dumbass little child that I hate you just for making this review. It's not like, well, you know, this developer made some choices that are against the well-being of its player base and all that. Instead, it's fuck dev, asshole cunt, asshole DMCA !! Fuck you.
That's what I look for in my reviews, though.
The ones that you know, can trust are the ones that are, they don't recommend it, and the only the only line is, I love this game, it was fantastic, but dev is asshole, so thumbs down. Love those, where it's just personal grudge.
I like the Dan Takatari or whatever, Tamagotchi references.
Tamagotchi?
There. Cuphead. Well, the guy who lost to a pigeon, basically. The guy who couldn't pass the tutorial. Yeah, his name is like Dan Takahashi or something, and there's a ton of people in the Cuphead reviews basically referencing the guy, and I think it's funny.
It is very
funny.
That's
a nice way to be immortalized, I think.
There's speed runs of the tutorial now, which is kind of cool.
Did you guys?
What's the best time? Like 17 minutes?
13 seconds. It's pretty impressive stuff, really.
Yeah, I don't know how they did it.
Jeez, man. Did they compare it with a pigeon?
What? I didn't watch the whole thing, obviously, or really that much of it. What did he get stuck on? Jump and dash?
Jump and dash.
Jump and dash, and he could not jump and dash.
And then after that, he put up a tweet that was like, Cuphead is one of the hardest games I've ever played.
They initially released the video to just be a regular review, but then after everyone started making fun of him, they changed the title to watch him struggle to make it look like, hey, this was intentional. We know it's funny, haha. When they didn't know it was
funny. It was Polygon, right?
Yep.
No.
It was Polygon.
It was some like indie magazine or something.
No, I think it was Polygon. It was some off-brand shitty site. Yeah. It was like The Verge or something.
Was it The Verge?
It was not Polygon.
I don't
think
it was The Verge.
Polygon and the others, all that ilk, they came to his rescue to make excuses for him and to call all of us Nazis, of course, but the original wasn't.
Oh, you're right. It's lead writer for Gamebeat.
The ever-popular Gamebeat.
Dean Takahashi, lead writer for Gamesbeat at VentureBeat.
Oh, Venture, okay.
So it's
not
part
Verge,
of VentureBeat, whatever
Jesus.
The fuck that is.
I feel like I'm back in 2004 on Cheat Code Central.
Oh man, don't get me started on that GameFAQ shit.
Oh god, yeah,
those
man,
are great.
Wow.
Game Winners was always the king.
And you remember Cheat CC and how a third of the codes they told you were absolute bullshit?
Oh god,
oh,
yeah.
Love that stuff.
What about
GameFAQ?
GameFAQ was my jam.
Well,
that was
GameFAQ
my
is the go-to.
GameFAQ
was good too.
Do you guys remember your account names on GameFAQ and shit like that?
I think I still have mine.
Account names. I didn't have an account. I would just Google walkthroughs.
Oh, dude, no, I post on the message boards constantly. My GameFAQ account.
Mine was like Big Boy 12.
Mine was Evil Charizard.
What the fuck was mine?
So cool. You told us once, Charlie. You said you had. Wait, was that one of the?
Something with sports. It was in the Funhouse episode.
No,
I'm trying to remember if it was one of the Funhouse guys that told that story, if it was Charlie.
Oh, right, yeah.
I think it was one of them.
Because I can't quite remember my name. Maybe at the time during the episode I could, but I can't.
It's Charlie.
It's just Charlie, that's my name?
Yeah. It's a real name. Don't forget it.
Well,
who you are. You used to have foreskin.
Well, apparently now, I don't know how they allowed this, but my Xbox name is Super Omega Jew.
Was that just random?
I don't remember when I did it, but like at the tail end of when I was playing 360, I changed my name for some reason, and I logged into it on this computer a couple months ago on Xbox, their app, to fuck with something, and it just said, "Welcome back, Super Omega Jew."
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's nice.
Jackson, if you want a visual, I took a screenshot of it. I can send it to you.
No, I don't need proof. It's all good.
Okay. Sure.
It's not that outlandish.
Jesus Christ,
it's not like
that's
Bigfoot
true.
Footage.
It's like, oh my God.
No Jews exist.
And then they said, you might love these voice clips. And then they played PewDiePie calling me the N-word.
My beef jerky looks like a rubber duck. I have pictures everywhere. Do you need
Hitler
one?
Speeches.
I saw Jesus in my toast.
I don't believe you're actually a Jew, Andrew. Can you show me your penis?
We talked about a fucking Cuphead. Let's talk about other video games. Have any of you played Ruiner?
No, no, not yet. Looks nice, though.
I love it. It's also really good. I started that a couple days ago. It's by Devolver Digital.
Yeah.
And it's super good. It's really hard.
Cuphead's better.
I think Ruiner's harder than Cuphead.
Cuphead's better.
I know.
Are you saying it's like the Dark Souls of Cuphead genre?
I'm probably saying that. It's like the Dark Souls of Cuphead.
God damn!
By being a game not related to either of them.
Jesus.
Is that even scientifically possible?
You know, Jackson, Andrew, people were getting butthurt at you for making that joke.
What joke?
And I don't know why. The Dark Souls joke. The Dark Souls of blank joke.
They were getting butthurt.
It's a great joke.
I thought everyone was eating that shit up. Everyone I see is like saying,
I am.
The Dark Souls
I'm eating
this,
that shit up.
Dark
I like
that
joke. I love that joke.
Yeah, people reply to me on Twitter and everything I say, they say, oh, was it the Dark Souls of blank? Like, I thought people liked it.
People Jesus, were bitching. Don't bring him down.
Yeah, on, I didn't know
he has something going
about it.
Your joke's shit.
It is shit, but besides that.
Your joke's the Dark Souls of shit jokes.
I was actually thinking about this earlier today. I don't understand how, like, game review, well, not necessarily this, but game reviewers still use that phrase, the Dark Souls of whatever, and it makes me think, like, how out of touch can so many people be? Like, everyone knows it's just a stupid thing to say, and it's like the whole thing with thoughts and prayers, too. Like,
oh, no, they don't.
In my thoughts and stuff. You'd have to think, like, it's so widely ridiculed, you'd have to accidentally at least see people making fun of it at least once. There's, like, no self-awareness.
Charlie, it's the same argument that I think of for when people use memes. It's like, you, in our little bubble, it's such a stupid, shit, dumb thing, and just the worst, and not even acknowledged with how bad it is. But to most people, other people's bubbles, it's like the hip, cool thing to do. Yeah. Calling things the Dark Souls or whatever, and calling everyone daddy. Like, being the funniest, most original people ever to go into the stream and say, hi, dad! Ha ha ha! So funny! It's like, to them, that's the fucking top. That's the comedy pinnacle.
Charlie, most people are just so isolated. Like, when you read that on Twitter, here or there on the forum, and you see people make fun of that phrase. The people saying that phrase, they don't read that. They don't know. And even if they do, they just get more entrenched in their belief that it's a brilliant phrase. They just get offended, like that douchebag Takahashi. Like, when he got all the criticism, he just... His response wasn't to go, oh, turns out people make fun of this phrase. Turns out it's a, you know, it's a meme at this point. That's how dumb it is. No, he went and said, well, you're all Nazis.
Well, yeah, but you are.
Well, of course, yeah.
In their bubble, you are, yeah.
I'm not gonna deny my ties to the Hitler Youth. I'm saying is I beat that tutorial in under 10 minutes.
Yeah, wow, that's definitely a sign of a Nazi, Jesus.
I don't know how you beat that tutorial that quickly. I had to restart the game. I thought I glitched. Jump and dash? Like, fuck this.
Only Nazis know those skills.
Nazis know those skills?
I mean, we touched on this earlier a bit with the whole our bubble doesn't reach anywhere. Like, if you look at a celebrity's Twitter.
Oh, man, why are you going to bring this up?
Well, no, but in terms of just the general people, like, look at a celebrity's Twitter. They get 10 times the amount of traffic we get with everything combined.
Sorry, we're not good enough for you, Andrew. We're trying.
Yeah, look at my Twitter. I get everyone, all 5 billion followers.
He's so right. He's so fucking right, though. Just today, I was looking at all the tweets. Oh, for those who don't know this, well, for those watching, they'll know. All the live people, but for those watching this later, 3 weeks later on YouTube, today is like the 1st of October or something?
Whatever,
the shooting in Las Vegas happened and all the celebrities are out and about and just tweeting themselves about how awesome they are. And I just look at these Twitters, and I look at Markiplier, and he has 8 million followers, and I go, Jesus, holy shit, 8 million, holy fuck, wow. And then I see Rihanna, who has like 10 times the amount he has,
And they don't even have a strong, there are a bunch that don't even have a strong internet presence. And
they don't even give a shit.
Way more.
Like James Allen McCune.
More. The actor James Allen McCune?
Why do you keep butchering the meme? It's the famous actor.
I'm so sorry. But no, think
it.
Of it. Think of it on another level too. Think about some like podunk middle school in the middle of, I don't know, Missouri. Think just now, those kids, one kid was on the internet by chance, the thing that they don't ever really do, and he saw someone. Yeah, by chance. He stumbled onto an internet connection, found it in the ground. So, and he goes to school because he saw this. He learned this from a streamer, and his teacher goes, Alan, can you answer number 7? And he says, yeah, Dad. And all the kids start giggling. They're like, whoa, he called him Dad. Holy fuck, that's like the funniest thing in the world. And now that entire school is infected with this meme because it's this fresh, insane concept to them. Think about all them, and then if they migrate to the internet, you get that whole new crowd.
What's this got to do with celebrities?
Yeah,
it's just
because if it goes up, if it goes
he just
up,
dads.
Because if it doesn't reach up, it also doesn't reach down. If we don't reach the people that are above us, we also don't reach the people that are below us. That's
and
why
we have to
reach
that both.
Kid in high school.
What?
Is this? Were you this kid in high school?
Well, I was an awkward shithead with no friends in middle and high school, but that's besides the point.
God, yeah.
Well, all of us were.
Did any of us have
what?
A cool
Jackson
high
was incredibly
experience?
Popular.
No, I don't think anyone of us had a cool posse. If you're listening to this and you're like the awkward kid, good job. You might actually have a podcast one day.
I've got anything to do with it.
Jackson, were you cool in middle and high school?
I feel like Jackson
was
cool.
Average.
Yeah.
I was average.
He's still in high school.
Look at him, he's hot.
I do good.
You're like 18.
Jackson, how many friends did you have by the end of high school? Like straight up actual interactive with them outside of school friends?
At least 3.
That's way more than
that's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Wait, really? Really?
Yeah.
How many friends did you guys have? What the hell? I was joking.
I had
like at least 10.
One. Well, 2, but then I didn't like him anymore, so 1. Well, this is also college, not high school.
Well, it depends on if we're...
Yeah, you probably don't even remember high school.
Yeah.
I remember high school plenty, I just don't... Which one are we talking about? Which one are we counting?
How many high schools did you go to?
Okay, so let's put a stake in the ground. It is the last day of high school, the final day of school. School's not done, but
it's still the best day of my life.
It is the impactful, like, this is your last day. How many friends do you have in this current moment? Oh. Actual good strong friends.
Am I shooting up the school?
What? Well, did you shoot up your school on the last day, Jackson? I'm talking about going back in time.
No comment.
Smart.
Well, how many did you have?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, going around the room.
Oh.
Well, I already said, like, I don't know, 4-ish? 5?
Okay.
Okay.
Inflating it. Yeah.
All right. You had a class full. You had an organization of best friends.
9, 10.
The 12, 13?
Yeah, well, the friend group I had was, like, at least 8.
Okay, so normal friends.
What are you guys on about? Is this seriously not the norm? How many people did you guys know?
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, cool guy. Fucking Chad over here.
I thought I was average.
That's the problem. You were.
Again.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you're not cool unless you don't have friends.
And well, how many did you guys have? Come on.
What were their names? Maybe. And I don't even like him. I still have, like, I still talk to my friend from high school, but I kind of hate like him.
Hate like him? You hate fuck him?
No, I just.
They meet once
a
month to hate fuck each other.
Like, if I don't have anyone better to hang out with, I'll call him, but I don't really like him. But then when I do hang out with him, it's kind of fun.
Kaya's friend, if you're listening, you're welcome to come on the podcast.
Hang out.
He's not listening.
Yeah, hang out.
It's the semi terrorist kid I told you about.
Even
previously.
Better.
Jesus Christ.
Good boy.
Better, I don't want to be decapitated by his uncle.
Well, then this is a live podcast. He could be watching the Twitch.
I highly doubt that.
Charlie, what about you?
Oh, well, I was asking you. I mean, like, at my high school, my class was 32 strong, so we all knew each other, but, like, good friends, pretty much 0. I think I left the house once to go to a club one time, and it's just because they felt obligated because I was already in their car.
Wow.
Were you sleeping in there?
Charlie, how far is your house? 20 minutes? Fuck it, you're coming with us to the club.
Well, it would have just been an inconvenience to drop you off.
It was after...
Were you just an awkward kid?
Yeah, I was so super duper awkward throughout all of high school. Plus, I looked like a bag of dog anus.
Did they
meet in high school?
What's up?
Did we meet in high school? Were you
no,
in college fresh, already?
Freshman year of college is when you and I met.
Did they get halfway to the club and then notice you were in the car?
It was after, like, I think it was after a basketball game, so they'd offered to drive me home, but the club was on the way and they wanted to go.
Damn.
I have to piss.
I still remember what the club was. It was called Fuse.
Is that still around?
Nah, it was a...
I feel like you talked to me about it.
It was a club for, like, 17-year-olds.
Fuse. No, I don't. I was about to say, like, this sounds like the one that got shot up in Orlando.
That was Pulse.
Yeah. Both have a U in there, so forgive
That's
me.
Right. I mix up all sorts of things with U's in them.
I was so happy that day I texted my dad.
When Orlando got shot up? Jesus.
Oh, what the fuck with you? Oh no, sorry, I'm still...
Did you see that, Dad?
Told you it would happen.
Take a voice clip of that, Jackson.
Sorry.
Everyone watching
lost.
The stream, just clip that part and that part out of context.
Send it to Washington Post.
Got lost in the daydream of Club Fuse back when I went to that one.
Did your dad text you back with way too many ellipses?
My dad was happy about it.
I've been texting your dad for the last couple days.
Oh, have you been getting all the exclamation points?
Oh my, he is a master of cramming periods and exclamation points at the end of every sentence.
Oh baby, yeah.
Yeah. And also he always worries me because he'll write like a couple sentences and then he'll end the last one with about seven periods. And I don't know if something happened or if he has more to say, so I'll just sit there and wait.
It's great.
It's really funny. But it's been pleasant. He's a nice boy. He's helping me.
Yeah.
He likes the dramatic pauses, does he?
He really loves them.
He likes to text like a 13-year-old girl, but he's not good at it.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's very cute. It really is.
Yeah, it's the most adorable thing, especially when he asks a question. It's like anime, like, Nani? It's great.
How many friends did he have in high school?
Now, my dad was a popular guy throughout his entire life.
He seems like he would be, for sure. He's a very charismatic man. He seems like it.
Well, then what happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Fire Nation attacked.
Yeah, stole the good jeans.
His best pair of pants.
God, I missed out on his height. He has like this flawless bill of health too. Knock on wood.
So I mean,
what
I
about you?
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, I guess I'll take the reins. So I did drama through a lot of high school. Mm-hmm. So I had acquaintance friends. I had a lot of those. But for actual real friends, I had one. And it was my pseudo-girlfriend at the time.
The threesome chick?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So that was it. She was like my only friend that I talked
to. You dated her for that long?
For like a year.
When did you and I meet?
We were done by the time you and I met.
No, because you were still hanging out with her.
Yeah, but we were split, but we were still hanging out as friends.
Oh, you stupid nice guy.
Well, no, I was still fucking her, too.
Oh, you... Well, that's good, man.
Yeah, if that was done... Yeah, then I probably wouldn't have...
At that time, Charlie was waiting in cars, trying to get into another club.
It was a bit complicated mess.
Hiding in the bed of trucks. Please go to Fuse.
I'm driving to Orlando today,
boy. He strapped
himself
underneath it, like in The Simpsons, like Sideshow Bob. They hit
That's based off of fucking...
It is, you're right.
Cape Fear.
You're right, Cape Fear. And they hit a speed bump, and Charlie fucking dies.
I don't remember that Simpsons episode.
It's one of the best.
It was the Cape Fear ripoff.
It's a good episode, though.
It is a good
episode. That's the one where he hits all the rakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was during the golden age of The Simpsons.
It was. Yeah, probably.
Seasons 8 till maybe 12, I think, were the best.
Oh, God, I did, like, a book report on this shit. It's Simpsons was... the general consensus is the first season is okay. 2 to about 8 are perfect. And then 9 and 10 are when it starts getting bad.
Wow, that sounds exactly like South Park.
Probably.
And I can say that because I just got done finished the seasons.
All I mean,
that's weird. I thought 8 to 14 were the best.
Really?
South Park?
Yeah.
No, Simpsons.
Jeez, no, Simpsons. I know.
I know for a fact 10 is the cutoff point for most people saying this is when it got shitty.
Weird.
Yeah.
Maybe that's when they started getting like the most flanderized.
I mean, I'm with you though, Jackson. I was that little kid where I watched every episode and liked it. I never really was like, oh, this wasn't
good. Well,
I didn't
do that, you nerd.
I don't mean every episode, but I mean whatever episode was on, I liked it.
Jackson, did you not write a book report?
Yeah, come on, fucker. It was due last Thursday.
Yeah, good show. So Rick and Morty ended. What are all the pseudo-intellectuals gonna do now?
Complain that there's women writing it.
Steven Universe time.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, they God. Hate... Oh, Jesus, Charlie, you have no idea, apparently.
Don't open isn't that can of worms.
Isn't that
don't open
super
it
popular?
Well, yeah, on Tumblr, but isn't like Rick and Morty super popular on the people who think that that is not... okay, so Rick and Morty people, they hate that it has no female writers, right?
What?
So that it's there the cannot be a...
They're mad that there's female writers on the new season.
Yeah, exactly. So there cannot be a whole lot of overlap between that and Steven Universe.
Oh,
fan
yeah,
bases.
I get what you're saying.
Oh, I got you. I got you. That makes sense.
What's Steven Universe about?
I don't know.
You know the story. It's a cartoon based on the tale of the kid who struggled to get into Notre Dame, and he finally made the football team. And after a lot of hard training, they finally let him play like one down in a pretty important game. And he got carried off the field even though he didn't do anything spectacular, and the whole stadium chanted Rudy.
I too love Rudy. Did you know that Rudy, the story is pretty much made up?
Yeah.
The actual events are nowhere near what actually happened.
It's a great story.
I'm confused. Isn't it a cartoon?
Is this a meme? Well, are you talking?
Yeah, what are you
doing?
Is
this actually Steven Universe? What is this?
No, it's Steven Universe.
Look, Steven Universe came out in 1993.
Okay.
It starred Sean Astin. And classic. He was always told he was too small to play college ball, but he was determined to overcome the odds and, yeah, got carried off the field.
Yeah, that's where... I don't want to spoil the surprise. To this day, he's still the only player whom the entire stadium chanted his name.
Now, if you want to suck Rudy's dick just a little bit, because I do, Rudy is what I think is a kind of bad movie, and the story's dumb and whatever. The soundtrack, though, to Rudy is really, really good. I don't know if you guys like general, orchestral movie grand score music, but the songs in that movie are really, really good.
I do, kinda.
Who I'd wrote the soundtrack? Grant Kirkhope?
Rudy. Nah, it was definitely Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Let me see. I'll look that up for you, actually.
Who's your favorite composer, Jackson?
Who does Star Wars?
fuck. No, Danny Elfman.
George Lucas!
Danny Elfman did the new ones, but someone really famous did the old ones, and I forgot his name. I'll look that up.
Yeah, why am I blanking on his name? I've drunk too much.
Jerry Goldsmith was the composer of Rudy, Charlie.
Yeah, it's John Williams. There we go.
John Williams. That name's not familiar at all.
John Williams.
John, are you serious, Charlie? You don't know who John Williams is?
No, I don't recognize that name.
He's
what else
done,
did he
like,
work
neither
on?
Do I.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, yucky.
And, like, a bunch of other fucking great movies.
Fun fact, just for all the Jurassic Park fans at home. To this day, the only movie I've ever slept through in almost its entirety is Jurassic World.
Okay, wait, that's no, not one, I'm an idiot. Not Jurassic Park. Raiders of the Lost Ark. I got those flipped in my head.
Hmm.
The Indiana Jones shit.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, I flipped.
Isn't that the new one?
Yeah,
the last one.
Yeah,
and Charlie.
Jurassic World.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was ass.
I thought it was average.
Yeah, I slept.
I don't even remember.
I saw
slept through the entire second half of that movie.
I saw it.
It was so
up.
Bad. You know,
I came from a bar and watched it.
Oh, here we go again. I knew you were coming to this. And no, John Williams did do Jurassic Park.
He did. I'm great. Yay.
Jackson saw Jurassic World 9 times. His personal record.
Eight.
Oh. Did you actually?
Yeah.
What is wrong with
Charlie,
you?
Just...
That's the secret to being cool at school.
Charlie, just glancing at the chat, you don't know who John Williams is, but Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Superman, Indiana Jones, Jaws...
Come yeah, on. I'm reading these two. I mean, I obviously know all of his work. I just didn't know his name.
Didn't he also do Pirates of the Caribbean?
No. There's no way he did
Who
that
was that?
Too.
Who
that
did
one's
that?
Way too new.
Because that's another famous guy.
Joachim Ronig.
Really?
That's the director of the new
nah,
one.
No,
the music.
Yeah, composer. Because that's someone super famous. That's Hans Zimmer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's Hans Zimmer.
Charlie, so did you like the original Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Did I like the original Jurassic Parks? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. The They're first. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see the first one. I didn't see the other third. Two were
pretty average.
The third's kind of
third,
bad.
Third was better than the second
Charlie,
one.
Oh, Charlie, I know what I wanted to ask you since you watch every movie ever made. Did you watch Kong Skull Island?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
No.
Wow, I forgot that even came out.
Because I heard a lot of people said it was actually surprisingly great, and I was thinking of checking it out.
It's fine. It's entertaining for the duration it's on the screen, but you forget about it the second you leave.
Because the director's the guy directing the Metal Gear Solid movie, so I don't know how to feel about it.
I mean, as long as King Kong's in the new Metal Gear, it'll probably be good.
Actually, yeah, that'd make it fucking amazing.
That would be
I'd watch
awesome.
It four times.
A primate to surpass Metal Gear.
They I'm call him King new... Kong.
Go ahead. I'm excited for the new Pacific Rim.
Ooh, that'll be nice.
Pacific Rim's getting a sequel, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's got it's got the dude from Star Wars in it, doesn't it?
It all comes back to Star Wars, baby.
Yeah, it really does. Well, it has a TIE fighter in it.
Gotta have the TIE fighter. Well, that was the problem with Rogue One, but we talked about this.
It's got John Boyega
in it. It was a fan service movie. It was just, oh, it's Star Wars, gotta have the X-Wing, gotta have this, gotta have that.
It's in the fucking universe.
Trivia to add to the rest. The Pacific Rim soundtrack is made by the same guy who makes Westworld and Game of Thrones.
Let me put it this way, Jackson. The problem I have with Rogue One, I can sum it up very easily. Imagine...
I've already heard this six times. You don't need to beat
I tried to change the subject. Charlie, you try now.
All right, my attempt.
I give up.
I'm a big fan of Banjo and Kazooie.
Really?
Which one?
Fuck off. That's almost worse. Go back to Star
you,
Wars.
You like collecting
right, we'll Star Wars. Yeah.
But you hated ukulele.
Oh, ukulele was
absolutely
abysmal.
Ukulele was an awful collector, though.
Yeah, it was horrible. That was pure trash. Doo-doo. Just a load of baloney.
So then, but why? Wasn't it just Banjo-Kazooie?
I mean, it was Banjo-Kazooie if it was like some type of high schooler's art project.
Okay, come on. It's not that bad.
It's bad. I hated it.
Just because it was made in Unity.
Well, Unity's really bad, but I hated the game. Yeah. I thought it was just bad in all aspects. The gameplay was very, very floaty. Nothing really worked. The
it
controls
was average
sucked.
And unpolished.
So you hated it because it wasn't Cuphead.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah. Everything kind of ties back to that idea. I put it on like a scale of, is it like Cuphead? Yes? Good.
Actually,
bad.
Charlie, real question spurring from that. What was the last game you genuinely really liked before Cuphead?
Neo. Oh, Persona 5, maybe.
Oh, well, yeah. Wait, which one came are you talking about, like, what game I think is, like, the best of the year?
No. Just your personal opinions, what you liked.
Oh, yeah. The Persona 5 was super duper good.
Okay.
But was that before Neo, or did Neo
after
come
Neo.
After Persona 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I still have your copy of Neo. I need to get a PS4.
Neo is my favorite game of the year.
I need to check
it. It's coming to PC?
It is?
It got announced today.
What?
Yeah, PC.
Oh.
PC port next month.
Charlie, let me bring your copy of Neo back, because I'm not going to need it. That's great. I'm happy about that.
That'll be nice. Highly recommend Neo.
I don't know.
Jackson Googled it if it was made by the same guy who did Star Wars.
Not enough TIE fighters.
Yeah, no lightsabers in Neo, fuck it.
Yeah. So, Jackson, the other day I saw Steam had a sale on all the Lego games. Did you have an aneurysm? What happened?
I've already got them all.
Of course. Wait, just looked up on the page with pride.
Even the Lego Ninjago movie video game?
Wait, there's a video game for that one?
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Why not?
What the hell, Ninjago?
Just because it's the first Lego movie to get terrible reviews doesn't mean the big game's going to be bad.
I thought it got good reviews.
No, it got no. The critics are saying it's bad. They don't like it.
Why is it bad?
I don't know. But it's
Ninjago's
got like
just dumb.
It's got like a low Rotten Tomatoes score, I think.
I watched it.
Oh, yeah, Ninjago's dumb, Charlie, as opposed to Batman.
How is
it uniquely dumb?
Don't talk shit about Batman.
Oh, fuck you.
Kaya hates Batman. Ninjago.
I don't hate him. I just think they're all goofy. None of them are better than the other, necessarily.
Lego Ninjago movie's got a 6.3 on IMDb right now.
Holy shit, the Ninjago movie might be the first time I've ever seen Rotten Tomatoes agree. Both the critics and the audience think it's a 50%.
This score is horseshit. It has Jackie Chan in it. How could it be bad?
Wait, Jackie Chan's in the new Lego Ninjago movie?
Jackie Chan voices Master Wu in Lego Ninjago.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Wow.
How could this be bad? That's amazing.
Not enough TIE fighters.
What if every single critic review is just, you know, this movie's fine, but it's not as good as Star Wars. I'm sorry. 6 out of 10.
Well, there we go. You're now hired at Rotten Tomatoes.
Probably.
Bullshit.
God.
What's the highest movie of the year on Rotten Tomatoes? Don't tell me it's Mother, because I'll actually scream.
I think it actually is Lego Batman.
That came out this
Let's
year?
Let's see. Yeah, how do you change
did
search
it?
For this
Let
shit?
Let me see.
Oh, it did come out this year, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, the Emoji movie's the lowest, so we're off to a good
Moonlight,
start.
Moonlight. Zootopia. Hell or High Water. Arrival. La La Land.
I was going to say Arrival.
La La Land?
Zootopia
2017?
And Moonlight
Jesus.
Make a lot of sense.
The Jungle Book.
Whoa, these are all rigged.
All of these suck ass.
Yeah.
La La Land was last year.
Those are old.
The Jungle Book was apparently... No, this is 2017.
No, Jungle Book was 2016, 15.
La La Land was at the last Oscars. Or right, even the Oscars.
Your gripe is with
Rotten
Tomatoes,
I found
sir.
The answer. The answer is Get Out.
No, this is a good movie. That's fine.
Is that the one with racism?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a horror racist
movie.
Yeah,
it's a horrible...
Horror racist.
It's a movie about horrible racists.
That's a horror.
Also, Wonder Woman is up there, and The Big Sick.
I rewatched Wonder Woman. It was not that good.
Logan is up there. Wow, I think Zootopia is last year, right? Yeah, Zootopia is last year. That's why it's not up there, because it's got a 98%. I was like, it should definitely be up there. It's one of the best movies ever made.
Yeah, no, Rotten Tomatoes ranking is fucked up in times.
Yeah.
It's fine. You can't do everything right. They're blessing us just by existing on the internet.
Oh, here it is. Dunkirk, Wonder Woman, The Big Sick. The hell is The Big Sick?
Don't know.
I saw that on TV the other day, but I decided not to turn it on because it's a really shitty name.
I am
really
not
sick.
Your Negro.
What about Baby Driver? That'd be up there, surely.
Yeah, it is at spot 6, undeservedly so, because it sucks ass.
Let's not open that again.
You're kidding? A Turkish movie? What? Are you kidding me?
Tell us about it in Turkish.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah, what's the Turkish
Wait,
movie
The
now?
Big Sick stars that Indian dude who's in every comedy? This movie has to suck.
Aziz Ansari or whatever?
No, Kumail Nanjiani.
Nanjiani, yeah.
I fucking hate him as well.
I don't know who that is.
What's his name?
He's Kumail? In like every comedy as a very like deadpan guy.
Valley.
Yeah.
Let's break away from movies here pretty soon.
Okay.
What's your favorite?
Let's go harder on the movie subject.
What's your favorite plant? Do any of you guys have one?
Thanks. Thanks for running the conversation.
That's a hot topic.
Yeah. Like marijuana? I don't know. That's the only one I occasionally interact with.
I did my best.
Oh, Jesus. Do you smoke it while watching Rick and Morty?
I have.
After voting Ron Paul or whatever?
And going on Reddit and posting how great atheism is. God. So
what's your least favorite subreddit?
Any of them, really.
Freeze.
Ooh, the edge.
No, I used to use Reddit throughout college, and then now I hate it. I used to like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it gets gamed now. It's
it gets
kind of the
samey.
Same shit.
It's all the same. Yeah, it's the same recycled stuff over and over again.
Yeah, more or less. What about you, Jackson? Least favorite subreddit?
The official podcast.
Mm-hmm. Take that. How about you, Kai?
Shit. I don't really have any that I hate particularly.
Kaya hates the game, not the player.
That's true, yeah. There's some that I like incels. They're fun. They're always fun. They always cheers me up.
Pretty much all of them are pretty bad.
Yeah.
Even the good ones have bad things in them.
The good incels?
No, I mean like all the subreddits. Like most of the time it just comes down to like the people.
I mean, it's Reddit is a pandering website. The more that you pander and try to appeal to more people, the higher your stuff gets upvoted every time.
What's your least favorite website on the internet?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Well,
that is a really good one.
Are you talking about the ones that are accessible and that we've been to?
Because yeah.
Otherwise, I just say child porn. I don't think that
www.childporn.gov.
Oh, I wonder what that is.
Let's go ahead.
Germany, I should not be good.
Safe haven.
You've won the lottery. Everyone's been too afraid to type this in.
Least favorite website. Oh, man.
Oh, server not found. What a surprise.
I mean, the easy answer is Tumblr, but I want to think about it.
Yeah, I like Tumblr. It's full of porn.
Yeah. It's got potential, so I don't want to just throw it under the bus.
There's some good parts of Tumblr. Yeah. They have like this whole like lesbian GIF hotspot, which is great stuff.
No, you can. Okay, here's how you can easily Google any type of porn: is just type in the type of porn you want and append the name Tumblr.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that is.
They usually cite sources in APA format.
They double space 12-point font.
Oh, guys, I just looked up the domains. You can now buy childporn.life for $188.
Childporn.life, do it.
Squad on it, Kaya.
Do also, it. Childporn.world, childporn.me, childporn.services.
Buy them all. Do it.
Redirect them to the official
We'll have a monopoly.
Kaya. Is there a childporn.kids?
Let's see.
How about that TV?
Oh, that'd be good too.
Yeah. We could compete with Twitch.
Kids.
The competitors of Twitch.
No,
yeah.
.kids.
Wait,
doesn't
can
work.
You get like extended domains? Can we get youtube.childporn.com?
No, but childporn.tv is $30 a year and it's actually available.
Do it!
You're all witnessing the downfall of Twitch's empire.
I'm so glad 500 people are here to witness this.
We're all witnessing the end of Kai's freedom. put behind.
I like this one, childporn.zone.
I feel like those domains are open just to everyone who buys them.
Childporn.studio. These are some domains you don't want to be caught with on your like business card.
They're probably open because the government swoops up whoever buys them. It's a fucking fly trap.
Probably.
That's what I always think they should do. I don't know why you guys. So you guys know about the new age of sex dolls, right? And the whole. Mm-hmm. Like the drama around, oh no, the sex dolls, you know, is it rape, is it not rape, should they be legal, should they not be legal, what about the ones that are like little children, because apparently they're like the Asians, the Japanese, of course, who else, they're selling like child sex dolls, and I'm thinking, dude, that you should totally sell them, but the FBI should be tracking like the eBay sales of them, and then like just kick down the door of everyone who buys them and arrest them.
Kaya, you just reminded me. I'm so glad you reminded me. There's an article I read that I wanted to send you. The headline was, Sex Doll Gets Molested at Tech Expo. Did you see that? It was a real headline where the guys who made it were, like, complaining that they were touching it and feeling inappropriate. I'm like, well, fucking of course they are. That's the whole
point.
It's
a glorified
toaster. You tried the merchandise. God.
Wait, the manufacturer is complaining that they're mistreating the sex doll?
Whoever brought it to the show was like, yeah, they were groping it, feeling it, and touching it, and they molested it. I'm like, well, no fucking shit. I would do that. I want to know what they're like. Is it worth my $6,000 or however much it costs?
Hey, you got to get to know the doll.
God. Yeah, get to know it. Ask it its name. Well, take it to dinner.
In the same vein, you don't go to a toaster store and start cooking toast in the toasters.
I would if they let me. That would be amazing. That would convince me to buy more toasters.
Well, stop molesting.
Guys, I like that this website. So for those who don't know, domains, they usually cost according to how popular the extension is. Childporn.lol is $25. And childporn.baby is $70.
Oh, that's the winner.
Jesus Christ.
That's the winner. That's the one.
I love these new domain extensions now in this day and age.
Child porn shop.
Huh?
Wait. Our Baker05 asks, should the FBI arrest a child for searching up and watching child porn? How old is 05 if he was born in 2005?
05? That's 12.
Yeah, 12.
12. Yeah. Stop looking up child porn, dude.
I had that argument as a kid, where it's like, if I'm talking to a, I don't know, 15, and I talk to a 15-year-old girl and she sends me her titties, it's like, oh, it's fine. Nothing wrong here.
I guess. I don't know.
It's a good question. It's a
legal gray area.
Yeah.
Childporn.attorney. Childporn.attorney is $9,000 a year.
Well, no shit. Attorneys are expensive.
Apparently, child porn attorneys.
There's a dot attorney extension?
That's
Holy shit.
There's so many Charlie's. All of these. They're so bad. Cab.cab.camera.
Well, wait, what the fuck? Why didn't we swoop up the official dot attorney?
Because it's $9,000
each. Oh, that's worth the cost.
Yeah, I'll mortgage my house. It's fine.
Can you imagine porn.camp?
What if you went to like your local library to use their internet to buy a domain for your website? Excuse me, ma'am, can you help me look up childporn.attorney? It seems to not be working.
I'm
a businessman, as you can see. I have my law degree, and this is taking up valuable time. Childporn.attorney.
Childporn.cooking.
I was going to say, I want cooking-based ones like childporn.flavor or childporn.taste.
Well, the cheapest one is childporn.date.
Very good.
I can't
fuck them, but you want to take them on a date first.
I can't believe that one's not flying off the shelves.
Oh wow, someone actually did buy childporn.download. It's taken.
Well, that's an easy arrest. That's
I want to see what kind of website it is, but at the same time, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to try that one out.
That won't stop anything.
That will stop that.
I'll erase my browser history after.
Yeah, I'll delete my cookies. I'll reinstall Windows. They'll never catch me.
You'll have to go to your ISP and destroy.
I'll change my social security number.
Okay, that'll help.
That ought to fix it.
What if you call your ISP like, "Hey guys, I'm about to go on childporn.gov. Can you erase this? Can you cover me? I'm going in."
What the hell am I paying for if you can't?
I'm switching to Google Fiber. They have the latest and greatest protection from childporn.date.
Childporn.info is taken too. Who's taking these?
It literally just has to be traps.
Yeah.
Childporn.jewelry.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's kind of nice. That's sweet, at least.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah,
get them all dolled up first.
Yeah. Pearl necklaces.
Oh. No.
So, least favorite website that Kaya hasn't bought yet.
Oh, boy.
Childporn.party is taken.
I'm really loving this PG episode of the podcast.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, this is a good idea.
What was our time to child porn on this episode? Time to
like
pedophile.
49 minutes.
That's a new record.
No, we mentioned it before then. No, we had something earlier, I'm pretty sure. I like how with Dick, it was either Dick or James, we mentioned it before we even did the clap sync.
Did we? I don't remember that.
I like this one, it's like Inception, childporn.porn.
Just to make sure you know what you're getting.
Don't want anyone deceived.
When you type child, did you mean to end it with porn? Type porn again to confirm.
Childporn.review is taken? Who's buying these?
I'm imagining the front page. Check out our new Cuphead review on childporn.review. It gets a 2 out of 10. The gameplay's tight, but not enough children.
Is child.porn available?
I don't know. You'll have to look it up.
I'm not looking
at childporn.sex is available.
Ooh.
Childporn.space is taken. Jesus Christ. Childporn.tech.
How many fucking dot things are there? Holy God.
Charlie
well,
hundreds.
Didn't they used to have a limit on what you could do, and then a couple years ago they finally got rid of it?
It used to only be .gov, .org, .net, and .com.
Well, yeah. It used to be the geographical, like .com or .com.
And
like,
then .co.uk and shit.
Yeah.
And then I think it was a couple years ago, they were like, finally, you can now have your own custom address.
I think they've still got a limit on it. They've still got a limit.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. Jackson, I could today, right now, make childporn.porn. I think the limits are gone.
No, it's still like standardized, though. They add it. Someone adds it.
Yeah.
You cannot make a custom one. You still have to pick from a list, but the list is getting it extended. Also, no, child.porn is taken. I'm sorry.
Damn it. I mean, that's what a coincidence.
Now I know what website to avoid.
Yeah.
Child.cam is $2,000 a year, though.
So, yeah, if anyone wants to know our least favorite websites, just listen to this list that Kai is ripping up.
You gotta choose from an existing one.
Child.forsale is $2,000 a year.
Well, that one just gets to the points.
Jesus.
For sale's pretty convenient if you have like a shop website or something.
Yeah, if you're selling kids.
Yeah.
It's real convenient.
Child clown porn outlet. Or child clown outlet.
Child clown.
Cloyne.
Child, my child clown outlet. I got the finest child clowns.
Andrew, what is your least favorite website?
Child coins.
What?
Least favorite website, for the love of God. We'll be here all day with the dot extensions.
Alright, you know what? You know what? Probably something like the Feminist Frequency or a Sensational Journalist website, something like that.
Ooh, if...
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is fair.
Something where their content is just not actual content, it's just reacting to stuff and being shitty.
Well, there's many of those.
Yeah.
Pick one, bitch.
Jackson, do you have a least favorite?
I'm trying to think. I only ever really go on YouTube and Reddit.
Probably childporn.aus.
Maybe YouTube.
YouTube's your least favorite website? What about it? What do you hate most about YouTube?
Say, Charlie. It'll be a mega burn.
No, don't do it. Don't roast me in front of all these people.
Yeah. That Penguin Zero channel's really gone to shit.
Shh. No,
so unoriginal.
Yeah. Ever since he got his friends involved, I liked it when it was
no
just
TIE Fighters.
Ever since he started belittling Ethan from H3.
Yeah, I'm a proud member of the Vape Nation.
Did he get back yet?
No, I've sent him my daily message, though. I'll go ahead.
Yeah, alright, so, no, to clear everything up with everyone in chat, Charlie started sending Ethan a needy message, like a girlfriend message.
Yeah, clingy message. It's Operation Ex-Girlfriend. So right now, on September 30th, I started with just thinking of you, smiley. Yesterday it was, did you get my last message? And today it was, I miss you and the way we used to talk and the way when I was with you, it was all okay. So, saving up for tomorrow.
Oh, Charlie, you know what tomorrow's got to be, right?
What's tomorrow?
The whole just get it over with routine with, hey, if you're mad at me, just tell me.
Ooh, that's good.
If I did something, just let me know.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I like that. Yeah.
This will be great. We'll get him eventually. He'll come back to us.
One day. When the messages start piling up. It's a tried and true
when
method.
When he realizes what he's lost. What he's lost.
Oh, what weight
he's lost.
I got confused on what you were talking about.
He lost us.
Yeah, he did.
The nicest guy.
A man I've never spoken to or met.
That I don't even watch.
Once he turns back to us, we'll reject him. Yeah. It'll make us feel real powerful.
Nivius is right. Tell him he's quite cute.
Oh. I'll save that for next month. I'm gonna do this for at least 2 months. See what happens.
2 fucking months.
Oh yeah, I have plans.
He's written out a little story.
Yeah, I've got a narrative.
God damn.
What?
We've been going for an hour.
I want to know what Kaya and Charlie's least favorite websites before we leave are.
Oh yeah, we can go ahead and finish that.
I just listed like 200 of them.
All right, Kaya's got his. Charlie.
All right. Well, okay. From the existing websites currently on the internet, Forbes.
That's a good
definitely
choice.
Definitely Forbes.
I don't think that. Yeah.
It's a good choice.
Absolutely Forbes.
It's a good choice. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess if I had to choose between existing ones, it's still a tough call between child porn and Reddit. I mean, in terms of just stupidity and evil.
So if there's a child porn subreddit, that's your least favorite spot on the internet.
No, it's the entirety of Reddit.
Yikes.
That being said, hang on. Before you wrap up, I promised Precious that I would read his shout out because he was tardy last month.
Wow.
You were tardy. This is going to come out in 3 weeks and you're going to regret it.
Fuck you, Precious. So, all right, go ahead.
Matteo Precious. Jesus.
Oh my god.
Like a French dork.
Are you sure he wants you to
Precious.
Read it?
Well, no, Charlie, but I mean, I guess I could paste it. Why am I putting this effort forth? Here.
Oh, alright.
It's in Scott.
So this is from Matthew Precious Laprise. Did you copy him?
That's exactly how he wrote it. Just read it.
Okay. With no corrections, as is, has I stare at the ceiling... Naked in bed, I wonder about the questions of life. How I can shave without ruining my wallet. How can enjoy good meals without any cooking skill. All those questions can be answered easily. Just listen to the official podcast. Make it official. That's so sweet.
Thank you, Precious.
Cute.
Yes.
Thanks, Matthew.
It made no sense, but it was cute.
That's a nice callback to the original meme, the lolcat. Has I stare? Can I has stare? You know?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Of course. Can I has cheeseburgers?
Oh.
Lolcat.
Shut up.
Jesus, now I'm confused.
How would you know? It doesn't even have Star Wars in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, not enough TIE fighters. It's nice to know that he's naked, though. I appreciate that.
Alright. So, Savage, for last, just... Is this going to be posted on YouTube later? Yes, in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Folks, for those of you who are not getting it, this is an actual episode. This is us winging it. This is an actual podcast episode.
Well, it is us winging it. That's what we do each week.
But, well, yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't a thing we just did on the side. This is an episode.
Ice Poseidon's not going to be on because he ditched us like twice. So fuck him.
Yeah.
I guess we might as well go ahead through the lineup then. So this week is James Allen McCune. Next week we have Dick Masterson. So the following week this one will come out in case you missed it today.
Yes.
We're going to delete the VOD too so no one can watch this again.
Yeah, it's going to be super top secret information.
Should we do that? We could do that.
We're
definitely doing that.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, whatever.
I mean, we have to put it on early access. So
why would people watch this if they could just watch it here?
Good.
Because the player here doesn't work on anything except Game Boys.
That's incredible, Charlie. A 20-year-old console can play this fucking video?
That's a testament to Twitch. You're doing good things, Twitch.
Someone brought this up in our chat, is that now boys are taking their first dick pics on like a Nintendo DS cameras.
That's awesome.
That's the age we live on now.
Yeah, welcome to the future.
Yeah. Oh, well. So yeah,
thanks for tuning into our. Wait, are we streaming after this? Are we doing?
I don't know. We'll discuss this off. Just everyone hang around. We'll might see you.
Just stick around. Be at our beck and call.
just discuss this beautiful episode.
Depends if there's enough clapping. We might come out and do an encore.
If there's enough clapping and dick sucking, yeah, maybe. You know.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Thanks for
listening. See you next week, Andrew. Andrew, end the stream. End the stream.
Goodbye.
Bye. End the stream.
The stream is over. 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 Over.